From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. French President François Hollande on Monday bestowed the Legion of Honor, France's highest decoration, on a Briton and three Americans who subdued a heavily armed gunman aboard a high-speed train on Friday. At a ceremony in Paris, Mr. Hollande pinned medals on the chests of Briton Chris Norman and Americans Spencer Stone, Alex Carlatos, and Anthony Sadler. He said their actions last week in the face of terror provided a message of courage, solidarity, and hope. A terrorist decided to commit an act. He had enough weapons and ammunition to carry out a real carnage. And that's what he would have done if you hadn't tackled him at a risk to your own lives, Mr. Hollande said. The president also honored a French citizen who first discovered the gunman near a restroom as the train sped toward Paris. South Korean President Park Geun-hye Monday publicly demanded that North Korea make amends for recent provocations, as ongoing high-level inter-Korean talks seem unable to reach a diplomatic settlement to avert war in the peninsula. We need a clear apology and measures to prevent a recurrence of these provocations in tense situation. Otherwise, this government will take the appropriate steps and continue its loudspeaker broadcasts, said President Park at a meeting of her top aides. The emergency talks taking place at the Panmunjom Truce Village on the inter-Korean border began Saturday, shortly after Pyongyang-issued deadline expired for Seoul to halt cross-border audio broadcasts into the north or face military attacks. The negotiations are now continued for 3 days without any sign of progress. This is VOA News. Asia's stock and financial markets fell sharply Monday, extending losses amid growing concerns over China's economic outlook and global growth. As Ron Corbin reports, analysts say market volatility is set to continue in the days ahead, with trillions of dollars already wiped off global share markets since China reduced the value of its currency, the yuan.
Markets tumbled Monday, with losses in Asia's share markets being extended into Europe amid uncertainties over the strength of the world's second-largest economy, China. The Shanghai Composite Index was down as much as 9%, with Japan's Topix Index marking its largest five-day retreat since the 2011 March earthquake and tsunami. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index is now down 25% from highs in April. Commodity prices fell, with Brent crude petroleum falling past $45 a barrel. Several currencies weakened against the US dollar. Asian market analysts say the US Federal Reserve may wait until next year to raise US interest rates, given the uncertain market climate. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
Democratic U.S. Senator Harry Reid has expressed his support for the agreement the United States and five other nations reached with Iran to limit the country's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. In a statement Sunday, Senate Minority Leader Reid called the deal the best path to stop Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. His support makes it less likely that Republicans in Congress will be able to muster enough votes to block the agreement, which they and Israel criticize as leaving Iran with too much of a nuclear program while unlocking billions of dollars. Congress will focus on the Iran nuclear deal when it returns from recess on September 8th. U.S. President Barack Obama is continuing his focus on cleaning up the country's energy production with a keynote address Monday at a summit in Las Vegas. The event comes as Mr. Obama returns from a two-week vacation with a number of important issues facing him in the next few months, including working to push the international agreement on Iran's nuclear program through a skeptical Congress. Organizers have postponed protests planned for Monday in Lebanon's capital, the day after demonstrations against the government ended in violent clashes with security forces. The so-called You Stink campaign announced on Facebook that a protest set for Monday evening in Beirut would not go on and that organizers needed to reevaluate their demands. The demonstration had begun peacefully with thousands of people protesting about trash that piled up around the country and broader political frustrations. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.